For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. At least six people have been killed after Typhoon Mujigi made landfall in Guangdong on Sunday. Over 220 others were injured as Mujigi hit the provincial capital, Guangzhou, and hit the city of Foshan, where a violent tornado wreaked havoc. Around 40 boats were stranded or have dragged anchor in the waters off the city of Zhanjiang. As the typhoon coincides with China's week-long National Day holiday, tens of thousands of tourists heading for Guangdong and neighboring Guangxi have been affected. Police have identified the suspect of serial blasts on September 30th in the southern city of Liuzhou, Guangxizhuang Autonomous Region. The suspect was confirmed dead in one of the explosions. The man, surnamed Wei, was identified through DNA testing on evidence that was collected from the crime scene. Police said that Wei assembled homemade and timed bombs and disguised them as packages. He personally delivered and hired other people to send the bombs to different locations. The multiple explosions occurred in the surrounding areas of Liuzhou and killed 10 people and injured over 50 others. North Korea is set to release a South Korean student on Monday, months after detaining him. 21-year-old Ju Won Moon, who had previously studied at New York University, was arrested in the north in April as he attempted to make an illegal crossing into the north's territory from the Chinese city of Dandong. A statement from North Korean officials says Ju is to be returned back to the south at the truce village of Panmunjom on Monday afternoon. South Korea has hailed the north's decision to return Ju and are calling for the release of three other South Koreans who've been detained in the north. Israeli war jets have carried out airstrikes in Gaza. No injuries have been reported. The attacks are said to be retaliation for rocket fire from the Palestinian territory into Israel. Security officials and witnesses say the airstrikes targeted a training post of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement. The group had claimed responsibility for the rocket attack, saying that it was a response to Israeli military operations in the West Bank and Jerusalem. Tensions in the region have been running high. Several people, Israelis and Palestinians, have been killed in recent days. Islamic State militants have destroyed the centuries-old triumphal arch of the ancient city of Palmyra in central Syria. Syria's museum's chief told Xinhua they believe the bombing of the arch took place on Sunday. The arch holds its significance as it's considered the entrance of the ancient city of Palmyra and one of the most beautiful icons and landmarks. Islamic State militants blew up temples at the Roman-era UNESCO World Heritage Site, which it's controlled since capturing Palmyra from Syrian government forces in May, and mined other monuments and historic buildings. The group considers the buildings sacrilegious. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has arrived in New Delhi for a three-day visit. It's the German Chancellor's first trip to India since Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi took office last year. The talks between the two leaders are expected to cover defense and arms sales, infrastructure, and better access to the Indian market for German carmakers and pharmaceutical companies. Modi is expected to push his agenda to attract more foreign investment to India, especially in manufacturing. Voting in the parliamentary elections in Portugal has just wrapped up. The latest exit polls show that the ruling coalition led by Prime Minister Pedro Passos Coelho has a slim chance of winning an outright majority in the 230-seat parliament. Sunday's poll is seen as a referendum on the government's austerity measures. An MP from the ruling Social Democratic Party says a victory at the ballot box for the government would ensure that economic reforms would go ahead without any interruptions. International charity Doctors Without Borders, or MSF, has demanded a full inquiry by an independent international body into the airstrikes that hit its hospital in the Afghan city of Kunduz. At least 12 staff members attached to the NGO that ran the trauma center in Kunduz and 10 patients were killed. 37 others were injured in Saturday's attack. The U.S. and Afghan governments have promised on Sunday to jointly investigate the deadly attack. MSF has issued a statement saying the bombings amount to a war crime and an internal investigation will not be sufficient. The World Bank has forecasted that the number of people living in extreme poverty around the world may fall to below 10% of the global population this year. The forecast uses a new international poverty line of $1.9 a day, an upgrade from the previous line of $1.25, which was set 10 years ago. The upgraded poverty line incorporates new information on differences in the cost of living across countries. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.